Melissa, you there?
I am.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I thought, oh my God, they're getting a little behind. She doesn't have phone service where she lives, right?
That actually happens sometimes, but no. I'm at my office in the little town about 20 minutes south of our house because I don't trust our internet up at the house. It's satellite internet. So here, I'm in our actual office with very good, speedy internet.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're talking, of course, with Melissa Gilbert, known worldwide because of her Little House on the Prairie, but also she's got a new memoir out called Back to the Prairie. And I've been reading so much about your new life, if you will, or old life, going back to nature. What's it feel like? Is it just this one great big ah?
That's exactly what it is. I found this place in my life where I have this incredible stillness and this really peaceful place. And I think it's a combination of things. I think it's the home and where we are and the lifestyle we have up there with our garden and our chickens and our sort of DIYing mentality. But it's also me. I finally stopped trying to be who everybody else wants me to be. And I'm really 100% my authentic self. I'm allowing myself to age, not only allowing myself to age, but celebrating the aging process. And, you know, I'm surrounded by nature all the time. I have this wonderful, loving partnership, true partnership for the first time ever in my life. I have great kids. I have wonderful grandchildren. I'm really very content, and I'm still a working actor. So, you know, here I am 56 years later, still performing, and the blessings of all of that are not lost on me.
Oh, Melissa, forgive me, but I think millions of Americans across middle America are saying, oh my gosh, Laura Ingalls has become Laura Ingalls. I mean, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny, because I write in the book about, you know, how much fun I had on the set pretending to be Laura and how much I sort of wish I could have had that lifestyle. But I grew up in the suburbs. I grew up in Los Angeles. You know, I was a valley girl, really. And I always sort of craved this lifestyle, but I had no idea how to have it. And one of the silver linings to come out of the horrible, horrible pandemic that we are still at the very tail of going through, mm-hmm. that will hopefully end completely someday, is that I am able to have that life that I always dreamed of with this incredible husband up in the Catskills with our chickens and our garden and the woods and the wildlife. And I'm just so content and at peace with all of that now and enjoying where I'm at and who I am and how I'm aging and growing.
But you're seemingly able to get the best of both worlds. You're a very smart woman. You're former president of the Screen Actors Guild. You've been an advocate for actors and wherever else you've been taken. So where does this take you from here? Because you're still doing both living that life away from Hollywood's craziness, but you're able to get back and doing your acting roles, right?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I did a play last fall and winter in Chicago, a new play that ultimately got shut down by Omicron, which was unfortunate. I did not get it. I still have yet to get the virus. But I've parlayed all of that knowledge now and experience I launched a lifestyle website the same day the book came out called Modern Prairie. You can find it at www.modernprairie.com. And it really is a celebration of all these things in the book, the celebration of our lifestyle, the celebration of the prairie lifestyle, that sort of simplicity and community. But it's also a celebration of women 45 and older and a place where we can share ideas, share issues, share stories, share things like recipes or crafting or gardening or all of the things that I'm into that I want to share out there and wellness. And it's just a celebration of who we are as women at this age, really saying to people, we're not supposed to be tucked away in a corner and ignored. We're supposed to be celebrated for being this age.
Well, Melissa, you are the poster child of a Hollywood child star who made it through to adulthood into what seemingly is a wonderful, almost idyllic life. How did you get to that and got to sidestep the craziness that is Hollywood today?
Well, there's a couple factors here. There's really terrific parenting and guidance and mentoring. I had some of the best with my mom, my dad, Michael Landon. And I had a really great therapist, honestly, for a lot of years, who really helped me get through a lot of the really tough stuff and the pressure I put on myself to remain perfect. And you know, once I let go of the idea that I'm no longer an ingenue when I was 50 years old and went, why am I even trying? I really found a way to become at peace with who I actually am. And I'm enjoying that now.
Melissa, we need to hear more about you. So I love this. Back to the Prairie is your memoir. You've got the website, and I know we're going to be seeing more of you in so many more things. I can't tell you how, I guess, gratifying it is to hear you speak like this. America has always loved you from the time you were a child, and now even more. I think we can celebrate with you that you can get through life and you can find peace and happiness in your life. Thank you for that.
Oh, bless you. Yes, we all can. It's just a matter of being willing to let some other things go sometime. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure to talk with you, and look forward to reading your memoir very soon.
Mine as well. My pleasure. You take good care and stay well.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.